Hello, very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Well, welcome to the program DPR Half Hour, the very first edition of the program right here on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Well, DPR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria to ensure compliance with proven standards and global best practices. Well, the program will X-ray the activities of the agency and the petroleum sector in Nigeria every Wednesday, 10 a.m. And I'm officially saying welcome to the program this morning. My name is Ahmed Olalekan.
Welcome to DPR Half Hour.
All right, you hear that. Welcome to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Well, on the program today, we will focus on the activities of the Department of Petroleum Resources and the Zone. And my guest is the Deputy Zonal Operations Controller, Wale Akinshoye, and he'll be telling us a lot of things we need to know about activities of the DPR in the Lagos Zone. And as a listener, you also have a chance to be a part of the program by sending in your views. You can call the studio line 0813-331-3172. That's 0813-331-3172. You can also call 0818-706-9979. That's 0818-706-9979. Messages can be sent on our social media platforms on Facebook. It's facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter, it's at DPR Hotline. On Instagram, it's at DPR Hotline. You can also send an email to info@dpr.gov.ng. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we will talk about the issue of the day. Please stay.
This is DPR Half Hour. DPR Half Hour.
All right, welcome back. According to industry reports, the price of global benchmark Brent crude fell on Monday as investors prepared an extra 1 million barrel per day in output to hit the market after the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and other producers agreed to raise production. Well, despite the increase, which is intended to stop the gap between global supply and demand from becoming too wide, analysts say global oil markets will likely remain relatively tight this year. Well, Brent crude futures fell $1.15 to $74.40 per barrel, while U.S. light crude rose 20% to $68.78 per barrel. Prices initially jumped after an OPEC deal to increase output was announced late last week, as it was not seen boosting supply by as much as had expected. Well, despite the usual ups and downs in the petroleum industry, the industry has continued to generate significant foreign exchange earnings for Nigeria. It has created and is still creating new job opportunities and income sources for Nigerians in Nigeria. Well, what's the state of the markets today? What are the trends and opportunities? To enlighten Nigerians in these issues, as my guest is the Zonal Operations Controller of Lagos Zone DPR, Wale Akinshoye. Glad to have you on DPR Half Hour, Wale Akinshoye.
Ahmed, good morning to you.
All right. Now industry analysis.
My name is Wale Akinshoye.
Wale Akinshoye. Okay.
Akinshoye.
Wale Akinshoye. Right. Okay. Pardon me for that. Right. And now, let's look at the report we saw earlier. Their analyses have shown that the year will be relatively tight for the oil industry. The global market price is fluctuating. That happens almost all the time. We know how some of these analyses affect PMS generally.
And it's so easy to understand why you're having this flip-flop in the market. If you cast your mind back, the sanctions on Iran, the sanctions also on Venezuela, although it's not going to take immediate effect, one way or the other, consumers are beginning to know that in about 12 to 18 months, this definitely will have effect on the market. And secondly, China is picking up very fast. India is picking up. And so that is tightening the supply side. And that is actually what is responsible for America coming to say that there has to be an increase in OPEC output. Whether that increase is going to happen really would depend on Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is the main swing producer. If Saudi Arabia is able to put a significant part of the 1.5 million barrels a day that is required to fill the gap, fine. But if not, we are going to witness a tighter supply side market, so the prices may be up for, you know.
All right, that sounds a bit scary for, it will sound a bit scary for some Nigerians. But what's the situation right now, the PMS situation in Nigeria today?
Well, we have significantly moved from the period of PMS scarcity that started early November 2017 and continued till the early part of this year. The situation has significantly normalized, as you know. We presently have more than 3 weeks stock at the depot. Yes, we can confidently say that the PMS situation is very good for us.
Okay, so very good. That's a good one. With the issue of PMS shortage resolved, as you said in your introduction, is resolved now. There's no, we don't have issues of shortage anymore. One should naturally expect a full flow, like a smooth flow. But it looks like there are still issues at the pumps. Do you have that information?
Well, we grapple presently with quantity delivery issues at the pump. Scrupulous dealers sometimes play pranks by adjusting their meters to under-dispense to customers. So a major part of our routine surveillance at the station is to ensure that customers or consumers get value for their money by accurate dispensing of petroleum product. A liter should not measure less than a liter. That is the position of DPR. But you see, the issue of under-dispensing is critical because it deprives consumers of value, and DPR ensures that any dealer caught in such underhand dealing is penalized. The penalty ranges from monetary fines to total closure of such stations or even revocation of their licenses to operate. Dealers are therefore often implored by DPR to play by the rules to ensure proper calibration of their meters and deliver accurately at the pumps. But talking about other challenges that we're witnessing, you know, it doesn't need to be on white products. I can tell you that one of the major challenges that we're witnessing presently is on adulteration of lube oil. And we found that some unscrupulous persons also have business, you know, out there adulterating lube oil, or what is popularly called engine oil. They've even perfected the art of packaging fake lube as real. And sometimes they sell them under popular brand stores for suspecting consumers. So DPR regularly research illegal facilities with the assistance of the Civil Defense Corps and put them out of operation. Adulteration of lube is particularly of great concern to DPR for obvious reasons, because of its harmful effect on machine and the environment. And we therefore advise consumers to ensure to purchase product that only from only licensed outlets and petrol filling stations especially.
Okay, now you did mention the sanction for the defaulters. How often do you meet other sanctions to the defaulters?
Quite very regularly. But you see, we have quite a lot of challenges. For instance, in Lagos and Ogun State, we have more than 5,000 stations. We can't be at all of these stations at the same time. But I can assure you, our people are out there working as I talk to you now. We are there every day, not 24/7, because we have to close by 4:30.
Okay.
But I can assure you that defaulters are being punished, licenses are being revoked, fines are being imposed, and so on and so forth.
All right, if you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. You can call 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. These are the numbers to call to be a part of the program. We'll take the calls in between. We'll just share between the calls and the questions. We have the calls coming in already. 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Now, let's look at the issue of kerosene scarcity. It has persisted for a very, very long time now. What has been done to address it? with the understanding that kerosene is like one of the top choices when it comes to cooking for some Nigerians?
Ahmed, you are quite very right. One of the major effects of the very low local refining capacity in Nigeria is that we are unable to get full value from our crude oil. Importation of petroleum products often compel that you cut your coat, not even sometimes according to your size, but according to your cloth. You are constrained to concentrate on scarce, you are really constrained to concentrate the scarce foreign exchange resources on the importation of critical products like PMS and AGO. And kerosene suffers under these circumstances. Of course, the persistent kerosene scarcity portends grave environmental challenges, especially if you consider that that is a fuel of choice in the rural areas, where the alternative could be to resort to felling of trees and reliance on environmentally degrading fuel source. But the good news from this, however, is that the scarcity of kerosene is compelling the growth of our domestic gas consumption across the nation. Just think about that. The fact before us in DPR states that more Nigerians are now resorting to using gas as cooking fuel, an alternative to kerosene. We're optimistic that as government efforts on revamping the local refineries crystallize, kerosene will become more available, but more beneficial ultimately, especially for the environment, for us to embrace gas as cooking fuel.
Okay. That's some hope there. We'll take a break now and DPR Half Hour. We'll be back. Please stay tuned.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
The 18th International HSC Biannual Conference on Oil and Gas Industry in Nigeria will hold in Lagos with the theme Driving Sustainability in the Oil and Gas Industry Through Improved Stakeholders' Environmental Stewardship. Date 26th to 28th November 2018 at the Hotels and Suites. Registration fees 100,000 naira per participant, 50,000 naira for each CPC members and presenting authors, 20,000 naira per student with valid ID card. Participants should kindly indicate their willingness to attend by registering electronically via www.oghseconf.com.ng. Interested exhibitors should book for their space requirements electronically on or before July 13, 2018. For further inquiries, please contact Mrs. Emily Ayaize, Secretary, Conference Planning and Management Committee on 081-7365-4981. Mrs. Titilaya Jose, Chairperson, Local Organizing Committee on 07034000082. Or Mr. Paul Osu, Chairman, Publicity and Protocol on 081-1395-2154. Or visit our website, www.oghseconf.com.ng. Email inquiries at oghseconf.com.ng. Signed, Mrs. Onyebuchi C. Shibeldu, Chairperson, Conference Planning Committee.
All right, welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. And we're talking about activities of the DPR in the Lagos zone. And we have a guest, Zonal Operations Controller, Wole Akinyosoye, in the studio. Before we went on the break, you said something about LPG, gas, being a suitable alternative for kerosene. Let's talk more about that. Is it readily available?
Yeah, of course readily available. It's a known fact that Nigeria practically sits on gas. Think of it, the gas reserve we have presently is about 192 trillion cubic feet. That's quite a lot.
That's huge.
And we have apparently barely scratched the surface. But because you see, most of the gas we discovered to date were discovered in the course of exploring for oil. Nigeria therefore has the potential of doubling its gas reserve if it deliberately explores for gas. So it cannot be a wrong policy to envision the future of cooking fuel on domestic gas as we are doing for electricity. The LPG infrastructure has also grown, especially in the Lagos zone. Take your mind 3 years back to 2015, you find that the total LPG storage capacity in Lagos zone is a mere 15.5 metric tons, But today it's 31.8 metric tons. That's about 181% increase in the last 3 years or so. This is good news for domestic gas utilization, and it has greatly helped in cushioning the scarcity of kerosene. And back to your question on the viability of gas as alternative to kerosene, I think that gas provides a better option, especially in the foreseeable future. And it even does in the long run, given our reserve size and base. But more importantly, we need to embrace gas because it's a cleaner energy source, and Nigeria has a lot of it, and the domestic price is getting more competitive. If you compare the price to kerosene, right, it's very, very competitive.
Okay, so gas is better than kerosene, according to...
Environmentally and also in efficiency, it's far, far, far more cleaner.
Let's look at the issue of safety now. Some Nigerians get really worried when it comes to using gas. They think the hazards are huge when it comes to using that at home.
Yeah, and I can tell you that particular belief is a double-edged sword. It could be good, it could be bad. Let us start from the good aspect of it. Knowing that gas is very volatile and is dangerous to handle, so you need to be careful with it. Gas is not even like kero, and it's not like it's even more dangerous than PMS, in the sense that if PMS spills here, you are going to see the wetness on the ground. But if you don't have a good sense of smell like myself, if there's gas leakage here, you wouldn't know, and it could be fatal. Right. But it's very important for us to know that if you handle gas very well, gas is one of the most safe energy you could use at home domestically. And that is the aspect that we need to educate our people on. And DPR has been doing this. Last year, we called together a conference around November, December to educate people. And also, we've been visiting the gas depot people to, you know, help us in educating people on how to handle gas domestically. I agree with you that it could be very dangerous if it's not very properly handled. So we need to handle that aspect of letting our people know that this is not just like water or kerosene or PMS. When you are using your gas, you have to be very sure that it's a double-edged sword.
Okay. If you hear that from a top official of the Department for Petroleum Resources, then you can take that to the bank. Now, while we're still looking at the issue of safety now, earlier this year, there was this fire incident at the Apapa Depot. It made big news, really big news. What is the DPR doing to forestall fire incidences like these at products depots?
Ahmed, like I told you earlier, oil and gas incidences are quite very dangerous because they are potentially fatal and they wrought very extensive damages. Safety has continued to be a major challenge also, especially in the downstream sector. Close monitoring and strict enforcement of rules by DPR have kept these incidences at comparatively low levels, even in contrast with what could have happened without our diligent regulations. Firstly, we ensure that all product depots, LPG depots, and retail outlets operate under license, which we grant only after fulfillment of stringent safety measures by prospective operators. Secondly, the department also constantly monitors the facilities to ensure that operations keep to prescriptions of their licenses. Mostly, accidents are caused by negligence or human errors. And that is why it's a statutory requirement for DPR to conduct a post-mortem after every accident in the industry. This incident you have just mentioned, we did an inquest on it, and we found considerably that it was caused by human error. Lessons learned from such accidents are widely circulated in the industry, and they have helped in shaping and strengthening our safety procedures over the year. We shall continue to do this. Our aim is to have zero accident rate in the industry. And we believe we can achieve this if people play by the rules.
All right, play by the rules, so we can achieve it. We'll go to the phone lines now, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. And when you call, please just go straight to the point. 1 minute, you have a question for a guest or you have a contribution, a comment, just drop your message as quick as possible. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name, please?
I'm calling from Bejuleke.
All right, you're now different, Bejuleke. Go ahead, you have 1 minute.
Yeah. This hike in kerosene, making so many people go to kerosene to bad. And even when they are not aware of how to use the gas, they don't dabble into it. I think there has to be more awareness, frequent awareness about how they are going to use this gas so that to reduce the accident that is going to occur. Because there have been frequent accidents, gas and your phone, gas and your phone, gas and your phone. So many people
are not
aware. So please, I think there should be
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Tino Ade, for your call. Calling for more awareness there, so that people will understand safety when using gas. Hello.